It seemed like a really, really lovely little library. It was very, very well stocked. And I said to the librarian, "Oh, great, I should be in here all the time." And she said, "Well, sadly, you won't, because they're about to close me down." So when I actually moved here, the library had been closed, and I joined the Save the Library campaign, which was being run by Janet Wright. And we used to meet outside in front of the building. We put up a table, we had books. Children and old people used to come out and swap books that they'd got the last time and sign campaign, sign forms and things like that. There was a huge outcry about the library having been closed. It was very, very well used. So there was a lot of interest in it being reopened. The council went up for reopening it. We had a kind of celebration day, which I organised, which was called Love St James Street Library Day, and we had a kind of little fete. It was a general kind of nice community activity, and we hung lots of banners all over the front of the building. I asked people to send me an email which said what they would like to do in the building if the building was available. And I printed out all their wishes on A4 paper and hung them outside the mill. So it said conversation club, knitting, homework club, languages, all sorts of different things that different people in the community had come up with and said, if that building was available, that's what they'd like to do. And a lot of people obviously wanted it to be a library, but sadly, we weren't able to make that happen. We were able to broker a meeting with some of the councillors to see what we could gain instead.